This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Terrorism alerts in New York, New Jersey, and Washington, D.C. remain at a heightened level this week after Bush administration officials spent the weekend explaining the reasons for concern. Even critics of the administration agreed this past week that it has shown some progress in the war on terrorism. Joining us now is NPR News analyst Koki Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
On the television talk shows yesterday, the president's defenders made a pretty compelling case for the decision to alert the country about the new threats, didn't they?
They did. They talked about the specificity of the threats and the question of the number of them. And they pointed out in this question of how old is the information that the embassies that were bombed in Africa had been cased out 5 years before they were bombed, and a sense that it was years before the World Trade Center was attacked that those reconnaissance operations were put in place. And what's happened over the last month and then over the last week is that these arrests in Pakistan and Great Britain have yielded more than 1,000 computer disks, which show a bunch of other targets, including the United States Capitol, specific members of Congress, New York City tourist helicopters, and a desire to disrupt the American elections. Now, administration officials think that they might have disrupted some of these activities, if not all of them, and they're hoping to learn more in the next few days as some of the people who have been arrested are interrogated. It's interesting, Renee, the people that are speaking for the administration on this issue are women. The people they sent out yesterday were National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. And the new voice of the administration on the issue of terrorism, Domestic Security Advisor Frances Townsend. She is a career anti-terrorism person. She's in the job that Richard Clark, who has been very critical of the administration, used to have. And the administration's decided that she is a good spokesperson because she's worked for administrations of both parties, and she's the mother of young children, as she has told us now over and over again.
Even so, though, Koki, many Democrats charged privately, a few publicly, that the latest alerts were politically motivated.
Well, not John Kerry, the Democratic nominee. He has stayed far away from that, although over the weekend he did say that the alert system was not working. But look, there's always a reason to suspect politics in the middle of a political season, and terrorism is the issue that George Bush scores very well on and that he is using as his main purpose for reelection. But even Democrats like Joseph Biden, the senator from Delaware, the highest-ranking Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, and critics like Richard Clark now say that these threats are real. But John Kerry, as he tries to approach this issue and lots of others, has a real challenge here, Renee, which is that only 53% of the people coming out of the convention said that they knew where he stood on the issues. And as he fills in those gaps, he's going to attract some voters and lose some others.
Well, just briefly, he has spent the past week talking about his plans for Iraq, also energy independence, health care. How do you think these proposals are playing?
Well, Iraq is his biggest problem because, as we've said before, of course, he voted for the war, and they continue to say, he and John Edwards, that the demise of Saddam Hussein has made America more secure. And, of course, the people who want to support him on Iraq want him to say, get out of there now. Energy independence, pretty tough. And health care, an issue Americans really care about, but very skeptical of what any politician has to say.
Koki, thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
News analyst Koki Roberts.